Hi everyone, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do another session with healings. And I'll just do a quick intro. The intro is that the Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. I say this quite often, but it's the same Lightship that Jesus used during his ascension teachings and healings. And the Lightship is here to help everyone if they wish to move forward in their life, to release their traumas and baggage from them, so that you're able to have more of your spirit that's normally in your heart center with you in your whole body. Remember, the ascension process requires you to be fully in your body with your spirit in every location. And because of the densities that we carry in our body, these densities normally prevent our spirit from being with us. So I do many, many sample healings on these shows here. I have many archives, probably over 200 now, of this sample healings, which you can listen to if you wish, and experience some healings. The process that we're going to do right now tonight is some emotional healing, and then we'll do some entity work with you. So we're going to first do an emotional healing. There's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. The light beings will do this all for you. So here we go. We're going to go from this point in time. We'll go back 1 week, which will be 7 days. And during this process, you may feel the energy in your body move a little bit. You might feel some traumas being released from you. Maybe some aches and pains may be subsided. So here we go, an emotional healing. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So if you like, just kind of examine the last week in your life, see if anything's come up for you that you went through for situations. We all have situations happening, sometimes on a daily occurrence here, so just look at those events and see how you feel about it. It should be very distant to you as you look upon a situation. And the situations normally are all emotionally based, energies of things that are normally negative that happen to us. Remember, life on this planet is not really too easy at times. So we probably have a few of these occurrences a day. So just look at something that happened to you and just see if you feel relief from it or the pressure's off. Maybe you're not tied into the event as much. It should be almost zeroed out completely. These healings that I do for samples are about 80% completed. And when you do your whole lifetime, if you're wishing to have that done, then these healings are 100% effective up to that moment in time, going back to conception. So just look at a situation, and you should have more breathing room in it now. And most people, when I talk to them after having just even the sample clearing, they go, well, yeah, it's gone. I feel like, what happened to me? I don't understand how this clearing can happen within, a few seconds. Well, this is the divine light beings doing this for you. And there's no technology on this planet, Earth, by anybody except for the Lightship doing these healings. So it really can't be cloned or copied or anything because nobody has the database of who you are except the Creation Lightship that created you. We're going to do another sample healing. This one's very effective, too. And this is like the other side of the coin to the emotional healing. This is the feeling body healing. So the same process. We'll go back 7 days. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 6 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And then today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So again, If you're a feeling type person, you may feel tremendous release from you right now. Most people work with their emotions, but I have people, maybe 10%, that work in their feeling body only. And so if I do an emotional clearing, they go, I really didn't feel too much or sense too much. And then I do the feeling body, and they go, wow, what a difference that made. But for the other people, the other 90%, it's like icing on the cake. Now we'll go to another healing here, and we'll do a mental clearing. So basically, women work with emotions, men work in the mental realm. So this works really well with men, but also works great for anybody who's a thinker. So here we go. Same process. This is like defragmenting your home computer. It allows you to think a little quicker. And also, you more than likely will have your thoughts maybe connect faster and quicker. So you're able to connect with the energies that you're thinking about. It can also take away mind chatter. So here we go. Going back 7 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1 day. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And again, just kind of contemplate, see how your thoughts are right now. See if you're able to connect the dots a little quicker. And some people, they actually have better eyesight after this process here. I need a little drink of water right now. Okay, we're going to do another clearing. And this clearing works with parallel lifetimes. And unfortunately, we have lots of those. And the dark side created parallel lives. They created a lot of the things that people talk about us being a multidimensional being, which sometimes equates to us being in many places at one time across the universe, and that you're this person out there having hundreds, if not thousands, of lifetimes, and this is just one of those. Well, that really is not correct. The light ship created you to have one life in the moment now. The light ship only works in the now. And so with your total spirit energy of who you are, you're supposed to be only in one lifetime. So what's happened is that the dark side has created these false universes, maybe even a false earth, maybe many times, hundreds of times, and your spirit just feels compelled to go to it in this artificial intelligent creation. Remember, this is not created by the light. So all parallel lifetimes are not created by the light. It's the dark side holding you captive so that you're able to keep working on many, many issues. Some people call them learning lessons here. Another word which might be very familiar is karma. Remember, there's really no karma in the light. You have to get out of the mind energy. So this may be kind of interesting for some of you. If you get a piece of paper and you draw upon onto the line and you put the light on one side, say the right side, and you know, the light only works in the now. It never created the darkness. And in the now is when all of your energy is here. There's no future created because everything works in the now. There is a past because the past, you know, is there, because naturally if you work in the moment, then there is a past related to you. But there's nothing in the future. And so going a little bit further here, the past energy is recorded on the light ship, and this is how they do healings with you, because they can bring up your complete database of you on the light ship, of your body, of your genetics, and do healing on it. This is what they're clearing out during these sessions here that I do with people, so that you can retain more of your spiritual identity inside of your body, which is your divine self. And that has to be with you 100% for the ascension process. Now, the other way of looking at it is, on the left side of the line, what you have is the energy of the dark side, which is mind. And the mind is not created by the light, because it doesn't need to have a forecast or predetermined situations, another way of saying a karma in your life, because they don't believe in karma. There's no such thing as karma. You know, there is what people talk about down here, the law of cause and effect. Well, that's mind energy. And of course, the heart energy also works in a very similar way, but it's instant. Doesn't need to have anything brought to it. Doesn't need to have any kind of reaction or control issue where someone dominates something else's energy to cause something to happen to you. That's the way mind energy works. The light just creates instantly, and then poof, it's there. Okay? So this is how, when you're doing your own, say, artwork or being in the flow with your spirit in the moment, how time slows down so much and how you're so creative because you're using the creativity from the divine to help you. You're not using mind energy. And that's the whole difference on it. It's very hard to actually talk about the two sometimes because we're so used to being in our mind and we have no concept for heart energy. And then the practitioners now in the New Age movement always switch over and switch in the mind of God and how in the mind energy there is love, etc. Well, they're using different attributes to describe love energy or heart energy in mental, and there's no such thing. That the mind does not work with heart energy whatsoever. That's the dark side energy. And much like I do on plenty of the show that talk about your horoscope, changing a few letters around there and put the word horror, or even look up horoscope in the dictionary and go maybe a few more words above and below that, and you're going to see the word horror, and you go, wow, why is horror in there? Well, it's because those words that are connected to it, which may be maybe up to 10 words away from the word that you're looking up, will give you a much more rounded idea of what you're looking at. It's very interesting to look at the words that you use that way if you want to get a more definite meaning on the word that you're actually talking about. Or if you want to investigate, it's very neat to do. So, in our horoscope, the horror is something that we don't like to use too much because that's something that is not good. You know, that scares people, you know. And so here they are scaring you with this planetary energy that's directed to you to control your body. So you look at that and you go, wow, why would the divine do that? Why would the divine set me up with these planets to control my body and my actions and my thoughts and have me do certain things? Well, that's not the light doing that. So everyone here knows that we all were born under a certain sign. We have a certain sun sign. We have our natal chart, etc. And then you go to the newspaper each day and look up and see how you're going to be controlled that day. So all of a sudden you go, wow, I'm like a robot. And that's basically true. And we have different implants in us that go off at certain times to allow us to do certain things, maybe against our free will, or we just become unconscious, and you kind of block out for a while, black out, in a sense, with your consciousness, and do something else, and you come back, and you go, wow, I wanted to do something yesterday at 3 o'clock, and somehow it got to 6 o'clock, and I forgot about what I was going to do at 3. Well, that's the mind control happening with you, and these planets are doing that for you. So that's the basic difference. The heart energy does not control anything. It allows you free will, free choice. And then I have people say, well, this is a planet of free choice. I go, where is it? You know, how can you have free choice when you have planets controlling you? Not talking about extraterrestrial beings controlling you off planet, these negative ETs. That's another whole show in itself. But just right in your face, every day in the newspaper, you have this wonderful horoscope looking at you and telling you how you're being controlled here. So this is, like I talk about, a prison planet. And we're not here with free choice, free will, unfortunately. So the whole thing is to get back into your spirit energy. This gives you your freedom. Without having your freedom of your spirit with you and connecting to it for your own guidance, you're going to pull in entities inside of your head through the mind control energy. You know, in metaphysics that's out now, that's what they talk about is mind energy, that your mind is very powerful, which it is. You know, it's connected to the dark side, just like you know, the information that people find out about in the Old Testament of the Bible code, wondering, gee, how can you go back in time and look at something and see something that happened? Well, that's a script for the dark side. I'm sure there's other books out there, too, and information that's been put aside that we don't know anything about. But they put it into a very sacred text so that it won't be destroyed. And I'm sure that someone else out there has, you know, deciphered other ways of decoding the dark side's agenda, but that's the main one there. That's been around for a long time. So the whole thing is to get out of the control of these energies to become who you really are, which is spirit residing in your heart center. And this is what this show is about, to get you more into your body, to understand your full spiritual consciousness. Because without that, you're lost. You're controlled by all these external energies. And the whole thing is to be in the moment. Once you're in the moment, out of time, remember that the time is the mind control. Okay, once you're out of that, then you're going with the flow of the divine energies. So what we're going to do is a clearing here. I just did a clearing on a couple of people the last couple of days, which was very interesting. And I think I went up to probably a couple hundred different clearings of planetary energies. Initially, I was only doing 13 on my 4-in-1 session. So what I'm going to do for you is disconnect you from 10 of these energies here. And each person that I did felt just fantastic after having this clearing done. So here we go. Here's 10 planetary energies. What they are makes no difference. These are going to be the ones that the light beings choose to release from you. Remember, when you have these clearings by me, the light beings on the creation light ship are doing this for you. Nothing for you to do, think about, or anything else. You don't need a belief system in God. You don't need a belief system in any kind of organized religion, because you're already connected to the divine. So you're connected to this wonderful energy of love and light. And, you know, it's not typically your fault if you bought into the wrong type of system throughout your lifetime. That they have compassion for you and will work with you regardless of what you believe or what you don't believe. Once you tune in, you're connected. So here we go. This is the first planetary energy. And I'd like you all just to sit back and relax and just see if you can feel and sample this energy as it works. You might be able to feel maybe a pain leave your body. You might feel more clarity. Maybe you have a tight muscle for your whole life and all of a sudden it gets released. For the people who are very, very intuitive that I have done this healing on just with the 13 planets, a lot of the women, and I mainly work with women, actually feel this energy disconnecting from different body organs, like maybe their liver, maybe their throat. Still, it's not really an organ, but like their heart or maybe their liver, and they actually feel energy cording being disconnected. So these are energy cords that are connected to you. Just think of them as like a string from a marionette, you know, up there pulling the string on you to make the puppet move. So here we go, first planetary energy. So I'm going to count to from 10 backwards to 1 and disconnect it. So just sit back and relax, take a deep breath, and sample your body. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, disconnected. 10, number 2, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, disconnected. Number 3, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, disconnected. Number 4, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, disconnected. Number 5, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, disconnected. Number 6, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, disconnected. Number 7, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, disconnected. Number 8, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, disconnected. Number 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, disconnected. And the last one, number 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and disconnected. Okay, just kind of sample the energies right now, see how you feel, and look at yourself through the eyes of your spirit, and just see how it's helped you. Slight change. Have a question. One person was asking, if they fall asleep, will the healing still work? Yes. Your body will do what it needs to do to heal. And yeah, some people do actually fall asleep during these sessions here. Sometimes the body needs to completely surrender to take the energy in, so it may just go to sleep so that your conscious mind is not fully working with you. And that happens too. Remember, your mind has a body of its own, so it has a mind of itself. So it will do what it needs to do for the healing process. Some people ask about feeling pressure on the top of their head. Is that the dark side? It's very possibly it could be. The light really, you don't really feel the light come into you. You might feel yourself feeling lighter or freer. Maybe a sense of oneness with the energies. But the light really doesn't come and hit you over the head with anything to say, hey, I'm here, you know. The dark side does that a lot. Remember, the dark side creates the self-fulfilling prophecies for you. So if you think of that, it's pretty interesting what can happen. The light always is there, and what you want to do is connect with your spirit continuously. That's the way you do your manifestations. Remember, what else is going to manifest for you? You know, the dark side, you know, like I say many times, mimics the light 99.9%, so it's always there and always around us. And they can also do, wonderful healings too, unfortunately. And if you notice, the last 10 years we've had, thousands, if not probably millions of practitioners coming forward, getting their pedigrees in something and teaching people things, especially now at the Ascension time. And you just wonder how they got the information and where do they get it from. Well, where they got it from was there's a group of extraterrestrials out there that's supposed to watch over us, and that term would be the Galactic Federation. And so this planet was and is, still somewhat controlled by the Federation. Most of it, if not all of it, is eliminated, but there's still the dark side element here. And the dark side, unfortunately, is what's controlling this planet. When the Ascension time comes, the whole universe is dematerialized. We're just talking about this planet, since it's more personal to us. This planet will become dematerialized, along with every life form on it. And then if the life form, say the physical form like your body, and or a tree, we'll say, or rock, anything like that, is able to hang on to its original spiritual identity along with the spirit that's inside of it, then it will actually be able to transcend and move into a higher consciousness. And if it cannot, then it's just the life form's blueprint will not be energized. So that's the way you have to look at ascension. Is that life form blueprint going to be energized or not? Is it going to hold a spirit in it or not? And that's what the ascension is. This is what your choice is now, is to be able to move your body to a higher state of consciousness and perfect health. And that's kind of up to you if you wish to do that. Let me see what we have here on some of the information coming through here. I'm talking about Venus and Mars here. My screen just kind of went out here. I have to wait for it to refresh here. Well, everything in the universe here, you know, is connected to us, basically. All of your thoughts of this lifetime, I'll just kind of switch gears slightly here. Every thought that you've had in this lifetime controls your spirit signature to it, okay? Which means that if you thought something 10 years ago, whether it was good or bad, and it was connected to something, then that energy has to be released out of what you were thinking about in order to bring back your true spirit energy to you. And just thinking about that, your mind probably goes, oh my God, how do I ever do that? Well, the light shift can do that for you. Remember, you have to backpedal out of here. You come in and you put your consciousness everywhere. And everybody cords things. Everybody, if you create something, you know, maybe you're a builder. Maybe, say you're a carpenter. And maybe you've been a carpenter for 30 years and you've probably built, you know, hundreds and hundreds of houses. Well, each nail that you put into a piece of wood has your energy on it as you touch that nail and as you use the hammer. And you have to pull back all of your consciousness from all of your creations. in order to do the ascension also. And this is very important. This is what the earth spirit now is doing. It's pulling itself back to itself, releasing itself from its creation so that it can move on. Otherwise, it can't move and you can't move either. So it's very important to, consciously start pulling yourself back through all of your creations. You can ask your spirit to do that. And, the famous saying is, if you're not home, then who is? And this is why you want to always stay in your heart center and to bring more of yourself back into your holy temple, which is your body. When you're first born, you're completely in your body, and that's great. And then as you start becoming maybe more conscious of living here, then all of a sudden, as you go through traumas in life, maybe you went to the doctor at, 6 months of age or something, and they gave you a bunch of shots. Well, those shots probably were not very delightful, probably painful. So the part of you that's looking out of your eyes at the time goes, man, this is too bad here. I only know about love energy, and this physical pain that I'm experiencing is not good. So it leaves. And each part of you starts to leave, and all of a sudden, you're not the way you looked. If you even seen babies, and sample their energies. When they're first born, man, they radiate into the whole room. They feel like they are the divine right there in front of you, and their eyes are crystal clear. And then as you start looking at a young child, as they get older and older, all of a sudden that spark sort of leaves them. And it just depends how much trauma they've been through. And unfortunately, as you get older, then you start taking on more traumas and more situations that you had to deal with in this lifetime, and you're not home. So it's up to you to bring yourself into your body. Remember, your spirit is here to protect your body. And without that spirit protection, then entities come in. So it's up to you to keep your body temple sacred with your divine spirit, and you have to call it back. So here we're going to do an entity release for everybody here online. So sit back and relax. Remember, entities are emotional bodies of people who've passed on. And, there's zillions of these things around. And they come into us and can come right into our consciousness, in a sense like they take out your VCR tape of your experience, and then they pop in their own because they want to have fun in your body. Remember, they're like the marionette. And then you start doing weird things or things that normally you would not do, and all of a sudden, you're left holding the bag for a situation that probably was very unpleasant that you didn't want to experience. So we're going to do an entity release now. So I'd like you all to maybe take note, and we'll do this one slowly here. Take note of your left leg. We'll work on the left leg first, and we'll go from the bottom of the feet up the leg here. So we're going to take away entities there. And here we go. More is coming out of you. And you may feel a little tingles. Everybody has their own sense of what's happening to their body. And this you want to do yourself too. Remember, your spirit can do this work. A lot of people have discounted their spiritual integrity of who they are and how wonderful and magnificent their spirit is. So they call upon spirit guides, thinking that these guides are going to help them. Well, the guides typically what could be entities, unless you had somebody close by in your lifetime that's passed on that did not choose to leave the earth plane, we'll say, then, those could help you, but nothing is going to help you more than your spirit will. And so people use spirit guides as a cop-out because they don't know how to connect with themselves inside of their heart. And that's true with calling upon other divine energies, too. Remember, your spirit is just as powerful as Jesus and Archangel Michael. They all come from the same source. So you have to remember that your spirit is not a wimp. It's very, very strong, just that you allowed it to run off ragged and get out of here and not call it back to your body. So you have to call it back and heal it. So we're still working on your left leg, getting rid of these entities. And we're going to have your own spirit, and the light ship is going to help us, these light being doctors, come in and release more of this energy from you and bring you more into your body and your left leg. So here we go. We're going to count to 10. And the reason why I count numbers is to command the energy. And that gives you a chance to actually feel something happening. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Go into your right leg now. Same process, releasing entities out of your leg. And entities you could pick up by maybe stubbing your toe. Maybe you banged your ankle or your knee. Maybe you had an operation, 30 years ago. Well, that can pick up entities, and they can stay there and live with you. Remember, they're looking for a home, kind of like the Boll Weevil song, a long, long time ago. So once they come in, they don't always want to leave. And they do leave at times, and they'll leave their agenda with you, too. So that they can leave you an addiction. So here we go. Bringing more of you into your body now. Your spirit's healed. So here we come. There's many, many fragments. So there could be billions of you coming back in, little pieces of you like a puzzle. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Perfect. Okay, now we're going to go, and we'll work with your hip joints right now. That seems to be a concern for some people. A question here, does my old car still contain my energy? Of course, if you didn't take it away, it does. Yes, Have you ever went to, say, even a clothing store that sells used clothing? You walk in there and you pick something up, and if it was washed, it's one thing. But if it wasn't washed, this came in, you're going to feel that maybe after handling maybe clothes for maybe a half an hour, your hands are going to feel very, very heavy. Why is that? It's because you're picking up all this energy off these people. So, yes, and you can even go to a car lot, and sit in different used cars, and each one is going to feel different. And the one that has the highest frequency related to you, you could use the word light frequency. Maybe it feels lighter. Some cars might feel real heavy. That's because the people who owned them before still has their energy in the car because they didn't take it away. And that energy could be with the car until it gets junked. So you want to definitely take back and regain your spiritual identity. So here we go. Hip joints, again, taking away entities there. Counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Now we're going to work on the major part of your body from the waist up to your shoulders here, where all your body organs are. So again, just sort of sample and feel your body right now. See if you feel anything leaving you. When you come into your body, you start to feel more dense. You may feel heavier. Some people might even feel sluggish, because your spirit now comes in to do healing. So when the healing starts to take place, since your spirit's a conduit for divine healing, you may start to feel, that energy coming in, and the reaction to your body is that it may start feeling dense or heavy or maybe even a little bit tired. That's why somebody mentioned earlier, does the healing still work when I go to sleep? Yes, you're probably having a wonderful healing because the mind is getting out of the way. So here we go, here, coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do this some more for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I guess the question here is, how do you release energy out of your car? Just ask your spirit and your heart center to go get the other part of you in that car. You do have energy there, and just pull it right back to yourself. Remember, your spirit energizes any spiritual blueprint. So the car has a spiritual blueprint of how it was made. And that's why if you walk into a brand new car dealership, typically all the cars are going to feel probably neutral or sterile, because there's no like personality to it, because there's no spirit in there yet. Okay? You might just sample that yourself. So just ask your spirit, because remember, you have to ask your spirit for everything. We're so used to just having our mind think of something and doing it, right? You think, well, I'm going to go get a hamburger at McDonald's or Burger King or something. So you hop in your car and you drive there, right? Well, this is the same thing, but you want to ask your spirit to go do the work. Remember, it works in these realms. It knows all about what you don't know anything about. So just tell it. Say, man, I need to get more of you back with me here. You're still out there joyriding in this car, and you may be having fun with someone else as a driver in that car. Maybe you're in the back seat, but I need you to be back with me right now, because you belong in my body. And I command you back into my body. And then they'll come back into you. But it's up to you to do this. I'm sure that you've heard this in the churches that you went to in the past, right? So here we go. We're going to start working now on our left arm. sure they all talk about this here, how to be in your body and how to collect your and regain your spiritual integrity. Here we go. Coming left arm energy coming back in. This is going down to the tip of your fingers. Now we're going to do your right arm at the same time. Okay, wonderful. Bringing you back more into your body now. Here we go. Counting to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And next we're going to work with your neck. So here we go, pulling away entities out of your neck, out of your throat. Okay, there we go. And bringing you back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to be working with your head. Same process. And here we go, taking away entities. And so we have a comment here about teeth, clear teeth and gums. Yeah, this your spirit can do this too. Remember, you may have, say that you have a tooth infection. Well, what's that going to draw to you? First of all, what attracts entities? I know you've all been listening for a while into this show here. So the answer should be, well, pain. Well, if you have pain in your mouth with a cavity or a gum infection or something, yeah, of course. What's that going to attract? Entities. How many? Hundreds or thousands. Could be millions, okay? And they're giving you their pain. Remember, it's an emotional body. Emotional body works with suffering, typically, and pain, okay? So it's going to come into you, and it can take away your healing energy that you want to have in your body. So it's there living on your agony and misery, and you can't get healed. So what we're going to do now is release energies out of teeth and gums right now. This is what one of the requests are here, and along with other things, you know, but this is, you can just focus on that if you wish. You might have an earache, you know, focus on that. Remember, those also attract entities. Any type of pain, you're going to be drawing entities to yourself because your spirit is not there. So it's you're an open vessel. So it's like, you know, waving your arms up to the universe, you know, this invisible energy here and say, hey, I got an opening here in my body. Will you please come in? And they come in gladly. So here we go, bringing more of your spirit into your body. Remember, your spirit is what you're commanding to help you. You have to command your spirit. This is how healings work. So command it to come back into your body. Here we go. It has to be healed. Otherwise, it's not going to want to come back. Been here, done that. Here we go. Coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And also, we can get cornings from people, too. People in the same family that are with each other all the time can typically cord each other. It's not good, but it happens. A mother normally will automatically cord her children when they go to school to kind of like put out their psychic radar to see what they're doing, if they're okay or not. And that happens. But typically, you shouldn't cord anyone. Here we go. We're going to be doing a chakra alignment now. And the chakras, we're going to go to your heart center first. I'll use the word spin to align it after we get done with this process to open it up. So we're moving to your heart center. Perfect. Going up now to your third eye. Great. Throat chakra, excuse me, throat and third eye. Getting ahead of myself here. Going back down below, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. It's an opening. Go to body width if you wish. Remember, the wider your chakras are open, the more healing you're going to have in your body. In fact, what we'll do is we'll do the opposite here. I'm going to count to 10, and we're going to shrink your chakras down momentarily for the next maybe half a minute, so don't panic here. And we're going to make them about maybe, we'll make them one-fourth the size that they are right now, okay? So you can get an idea what it's like when your chakras are shut down a little bit. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and it'll drop down to one-fourth of the size that they are now. And this is just for you to understand and experience. Then we'll open them back up again. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, well, I feel wimpy. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I don't like this at all, but that's the way it feels here. I lost life force energy. My body just is like, get me out of this situation. So here we go. Open it up now to where it was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Much better. Take a deep breath now because you probably need it. And now we're going to go body with your chakras. So here we go. Heart chakra. And we'll open it up using the word spin. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Going up now to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Back down now to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Great. You should feel pretty good right now. Should feel like you're more plugged in. And what we're going to do now is make sure that your spirit is in your body correctly. Okay, naturally, every night you go out someplace, unfortunately. I don't know how or why we do this. Your spirit needs to be with you 100% of the time. Although when you go to sleep, you don't have that consciousness because it's here to work with your consciousness to tell you right and wrong, okay, basically, to give you guidance. Although we don't always hear the guidance, but that's what it's job is to do. But when you're sleeping, somehow you're not conscious. And unfortunately, that's when your spirit goes off into parallel lifetimes. And that's not good. So you should always, if you can, command your spirit not to leave your body ever. The light ship is working on that too, because the dark side is so ingrained here that their energy is not down here enough yet to help us out. With that scenario. Remember, they're doing the ascension process every 2,000 years, so whatever they don't do, the dark side will be eliminated completely during the time of ascension. Remember, that this is what you're dealing with, all these negative energies, is brought to you by the, you know, our space brothers, the, I guess, the past Galactic Federation that brought us our divinity down here of gods and how to believe in religions, etc. They brought in the wonderful duality, et cetera, wars, anything to take away your energy of your spirituality they brought here in this prison planet to control you. So it had nothing to do with the light ship, but they were here to oversee, to bring light in here, and they didn't do it and did a really, you know, piss-poor job at it. And unfortunately, that's what happened. So now we're backtracking here, trying to regain ourselves over again, and what doesn't get done by the light ship here is corrections here on the planet before the ascension really makes no difference because they're going to fix it anyway. I would love, although, to see the life of everybody here be in complete peace and wonderment every day of their life before the ascension time. But we'll see what happens here. Here we go. We're going to now release some energies from you. Let's go to some parallel lives here. I'm just kind of switching gears a little bit here. Since we talked about parallel lives and your spirit being with you when you're sleeping and it takes off. So let's do 10 parallel lives for you. Here we go. First parallel life, going to take you out of this here. These are fabricated lifetimes by the dark side. A lot of people talk about these. You may have deja vu even from this here. You may think it's a past life on this planet, but it's probably a parallel life, okay? So you may say, gee, I think I've seen this person before someplace, deja vu. Well, maybe you saw him last night when you're sleeping, often some fabricated earth energy with your spirit trying to help a body or something. Here we go, first lifetime. Being taken away, I'll just count to 10 again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Second, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Third, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Fourth, 10, 9, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Five, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Six, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Seven, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Eight, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. Nine, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. And number 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. So you may feel clearer now. You might feel a little better. Remember, these are lifetimes that you should not even be living in. So like I said before, the light ship will at some point eliminate all these parallel lives, but whether they can do it in time before the ascension time, I have no idea. Remember, like I said, we're on a dark side planet here, controlled by the darkness. And unfortunately, that's where we are, and we're trying to get out of it ourselves. So this is what we're doing. The next thing that we're going to be doing on the show is another healing for everyone, so you can get another sample healing. And if you don't know what I do, I charge $5 times your age for most of the healings that I do. The parallel life one is a little more complicated. I believe that could run up to $300, between $200 to $300, depending on how many lives you have, etc. But believe me, once you're out of it, you feel much better. And just kind of notice now how your body's feeling. You should feel a little bit lighter. Remember, what happens on the parallel lifetimes, when you go to those, you're bringing back, just like we talked earlier about the gentleman who mentioned about the car, you have energy in that lifetime, okay? And so whatever that body in that lifetime is doing, let's say you have 200 or 500 lifetimes, okay? Every one of those body is corded and connected to you, and the dark side has a way to get into your energetic system. Just because you think of a thought, once you think of that thought mentally, okay, I'll just switch gears slightly, then wherever that thought's going, that energy is also being connected to you in the exact same way. So it's like a two-way street. Just not you like peeking on something and saying, oh, I want to close the window, the blinds here. No, it's once you can make that connection, it's a two-way street, and whatever's out there is coming to you. So you're connected energetically to all of these lifetimes that you know nothing about. So if you have somebody there, like the lady was mentioning, I believe, with a tooth problem or gum infection, etc. Okay, let's say that you had 50 lifetimes on a parallel life, and all those people had a tooth infection, okay? Well, what's that going to happen to your body? And number one, you're going to be feeling that energy also. Number two, is your spirit's coming back to you wounded, and it's going to come back to you with a tooth problem. And that's going to resonate coming into you. And if you don't have a tooth problem, it could manifest that because it's wounded. It's not bringing in spiritual integrity into your teeth. So what's it bringing into there? An infection, a problem with yourself. So this is why you always want to, you know, stay at home and not to go out astrally, etc. The parallel lives is a whole other ball of wax because you're forced to do that. This is why I do the clearing to pull you out of it. There's so much that we don't know, which is very, very unfortunate for me, because, you know, it's like, you know, what rabbit's going to come out of the hat next here, you know? But the whole thing is you must regain your spiritual identity. And this is what I do here, is help you do that. So the next part here, what we're going to do is, I'm trying to see what the light ship wants to do. This is their shell, so they download me with information of what they want to do next here. I have really no plans when I go onto these shells. Typically, I might have a theme, but that's about it. So I'm asking them what they want to do right now. We have cording up on the screen, so they're looking at that. So let's go into cording, okay? So let's take, remember, whatever thoughts you have, that puts out an energy cord. So I'm going to release you from energy cords that you put out in the last week here. Again, take note how you feel. You know, hopefully you're a feeling person or you could sense energies. Typically women are 50-50 and men are probably 1 in 100. So here we go. So 7 days ago. So we're going to take away cords that you projected through your mind to someone else or something. People, places, things. So we go to the chakras. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 6 days ago. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 5 days ago. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Let's do that 2 days ago again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, now we'll do people who've courted you, okay? Remember, it's still a two-way street, so by you putting a cord out to someone else, you may have got their attention. They go, I'll give you five cords. You gave me one, okay? So here we go. So this is chords that people gave to you, and these are all probably unknowing to you. You don't know nothing about them. It just happens, okay? Remember, in this process with the mind energy, there's no difference between New Age metaphysics, controlling your thoughts, and witchcraft and voodoo, etc., okay? It's all the same stuff under the same umbrella of mind control, and these are also chords, okay? It's all the same. There's no difference. There's no good witch or bad witch or anything like that. It's all the same stuff. It's where people go out and take their free will and encroach it and project it on someone else. That is not the divine energy. It doesn't work that way. So anything that works with mind energy, you want to stay away from. You want to backpedal yourself out of it. So here we go. 7 days ago, of what people projected to you. Getting yourself cleared out. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. You can feel them leave you. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 5 days ago. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 1 day ago. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so again, look at your energy system of your body. See how you feel. See how you sense the energy. You may actually feel more energized right now because maybe somebody quartered your heart center. Maybe it could have been a past relationship. It happened 10 years ago and they're thinking about you, and all of a sudden you got this remorse and sadness because you wish you could be in that relationship. Well, maybe you don't want to be in it, but you feel that way, and you're actually feeling your old ex-partner wanting to be in it, so you think those energies are yours and it's somebody else's. So that might be an aha for you here. We're next going to do another sample healing here. They want me to do a sensory body, so I'm going to get a little drink of water here. So it'll give me about 15 seconds. And we have a question here. It's like a no-brainer. I guess being plugged into the matrix is dangerous. Yeah, everybody's in the matrix, yes. Very dangerous. That's a no-brainer. And that's the mind matrix, the thought energy matrix. And what are they talking about today with New Age metaphysics? All the new churches that deal with motivated speakers, you know, about positive thought, etc. That's all mind energy. So, unfortunately, this is the way it is. And you want to get into heart energy. This is the difference. The heart energy, you see, I'll just talk about that a little bit. People go, how do you get into your heart? How do I know if I'm manifesting from my heart? Okay, well, first of all, when you're created with your spirit, and then also your body, let me get another drink of water. Your body has a certain frequency that your spirit, in a sense, stamps it with, okay? And that stamp means that your spirit is in charge now of your body. This is during your conception time. So it has that divine spark connected to it, connected to your spirit. And then from there, your spirit's connected to your home base energy through your silver cord. Your home base energy is the energy that you initially went to after you were created on the creation light ship. So you're first created as a light being. And then in that creation process, you were created to go out into the universe to explore the universe itself, to see the divine, looking back upon the divine, like looking, you know, through the eyes of the divine at its own creation. So you're one of those beings that have chose to leave. Okay, so now you go someplace. You go to your home base energy. And that's where you go to after each incarnation. And that's where your little silver cord is. Well, somehow a silver cord that used to be probably really large, it got shrunk down quite a bit as you came into the earth plane here, because the dark side did not want to have you have complete spiritual integrity and all of your power. So it allowed you not to have your twin flame energy with you. So this is another problem that you've experienced here. But the main thing is that you want to get reconnected to who you are to get all of your spiritual integrity. And so your whole divine energy of your body has your spirit energy frequency with it, and this is what you use to do the ascension with. It has the Merkabah energy with it from your spirit, and you want to get back into your body with your spirit fully so you can do the ascension. So your physical body has a special frequency, and your heart energy is connected to your spirit, so you want your spirit to do the manifestations for you. And then it puts out a frequency. I won't use the word cord, but you may want to look at it that way. It puts out a frequency to the divine of what you wish to manifest with your name on it, with your own particular spirit frequency. And then at that point, the divine looks at it and manifests that for you automatically because your spirit is connected to the divine. And depending on how much you're in your body is determined how much that manifestation is going to work for you and how quick it's going to manifest. So that's kind of how it works, being very, very simplistic. Unfortunately, we use mind energy here for manifestations because that works. It works very easily. So anyway, I just wish that all of you were in your body 100%. And the thing you don't want to do is group meditations where you have a mass of people connected, corded to each other, and then you connect to some kind of off-planet energy, thinking that you're doing good with mind energy, and the dark side can steal your soul. So this is the whole thing. You don't want to have your soul stolen by connecting yourself to some kind of planetary earth healing, etc., because it doesn't need your healing. Like I said, the earth spirit is disconnecting itself from all of its creations here so it can do the ascension. So that's just the main thing, is get into your body and love yourself enough to do that and allow your spirit to do healings on you, because that's all that's ever going to heal you is your spirit. So I guess the time's about closing down here. So I'm going to say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening, and stay, with your spirit connected into your heart center. Drop down there continuously. Ask your spirit for guidance and wisdom, because that's where it comes from. Anything inside of your head that you get is going to be an entity or some other life form, unfortunately, to take you off your spiritual path. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.